to the verse number 12. Thereafter, from the southern side of the sacrificial fire known as Anvaharia, came a fearful personality who looked like the destroyer of the entire creation in the end of the millennium. Like arrows released in the four directions, the demon's body grew day after day. Tall and blackish, he appeared like a burnt heel and was as lustrous as a bright array of clouds in the evening. So we are talking about Ritrasura. He appeared right now, and he appeared from sacrificial fire known as Anvaharia, and he appeared exactly looked like the destroyer of the entire creation and the end of the millennium. And here Srimad Bhagavatam says, like arrows released in the four directions, the demon's body grew day after day. That means that his body grew up by the speed of the arrows released in four directions. So he was growing up not only like high, but in all four directions by the speed of arrows. He grew up and up day after day, tall and blackish. He appeared like a burnt heel and was as lustrous as a bright array of clouds in the evening. So he was tall and blackish, and at the same time, lustrous as a bright array of clouds in the evening. The hair on the demon's body and his beard and mustache. So he's fully equipped with a beard and mustache. So the hair on the demon's body and his beard and mustache was the color of melted copper. And his eyes were piercing like the midday sun. Oh, that's much we know, that our sun is quite piercing if it's midday sun. But what would you say if you would compare our sun with that sun which is in Sahara Desert? That one is really piercing. And Vritrasura's eyes were even more piercing, like a really midday sun. And he appeared unconquerable, as if holding the three words on the points of his blazing trident, dancing and shouting. Not only he was just awful, but he was joyfully dancing there. Dancing and shouting with a loud voice, he made the entire surface of the earth tremble as if from an earthquake. And we can experience it as well in Mayapur. Just maybe a few weeks ago, we had an earthquake, and we know how we can become frightened by that earthquake, and all devotees came out of their buildings because it's really dangerous to be inside. So just imagine, when Vritrasura came, the whole earth was trembling, the whole earth. Okay, and as he yawned again and again, so he was dancing, shouting, trembling the earth, and he was yawning. As he yawned again and again, he seemed to be trying to swallow the whole sky with his mouth, which was as deep as a cave. And he seemed to be licking up all the stars, licking up all the stars in the sky with his tongue, and eating the entire universe with his long, sharp teeth. Seems like he was quite hungry. He was licking the stars, he was eating the whole universe, and he was, what else, trying to swallow the whole sky with his mouth. But he wasn't satisfied. And eating the entire universe with his long, sharp teeth, seeing this gigantic demon, everyone, in great fear, run here and there in all directions. And actually in Sanskrit it is said in 10 directions. So there are how many directions we have? 10 directions. And everyone were running in all 10 directions out of fear. And in Sanskrit you can see that fear was caused by his Mahata Rauda Damshtrena. The fear was caused by his really big Mahata and angry teeth. Okay. That very fearful demon, verse number 18, who was actually the son of Tvashta, covered all the planetary system by dint of austerity, and therefore he was named Vritra, or one who covers everything. Purport. In the Vedas it is said, Sai mal lokan avrinot tat vritasya vritratvan. Because the demon covered all the planetary systems, his name was Vritrasura, so that was his size. He covered, he literally covered all planetary systems. Text 19. Of course, the demigods are supposed to do something. So the demigods, headed by Indra, charged the demon with their shoulders. That wasn't enough. Striking him with their own transcendental bows and arrows and other weapons. But Vritrasura, guess what? So there were soldiers, there were transcendental bows and arrows and other weapons, and Vritrasura just swallowed all their weapons, just swallowed. And here it is said transcendental bows and arrows because it is in Sanskrit, Divya Astra and Shastra. That means bows and arrows and weapons. So Divya. But actually, of course, it's not quite transcendental. It's just, how to say, heavenly bows and arrows, not transcendental. That's why Vritrasura was absolutely okay by swallowing all their weapons. And text number 20. Something very interesting is going to happen here with demigods. Struck with wonder and disappointment upon seeing the strength of the demon, the demigods lost their own strength. So they lost their own strength just because being struck and disappointed upon seeing his strength. That's how they lost their strength, just by seeing him. Therefore, they all met together. Oh, finally, you see, we are always ready to cooperate. When something is really dangerous is coming, we are ready to cooperate. So therefore, they all met together to try to please the super soul. Finally. So therefore, they all met together to try to please the super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, by worshipping him. And now text 21. Shri Deva Uchuhu. Vaivambaragya Kshitaya Striloka. Vaivambaragya Kshitaya Striloka. Once again. Vaivambaragya Kshitaya Striloka. Брахмадайое ваям удвиджантах. Брахмадайое ваям удвиджантах. Харамая смай балиманта косау. Харамая смай балиманта косау. Бибхети ясмад аранам татонах. Бибхети ясмад аранам татонах. Шри Дева Учуху. Вайвамбарагья Пкшитая Стрелока. Брахмадайое ваям удвиджантах. Харамая смай балиманта косай. Бибхети ясмад аранам татонах. Шри Дева Учу. Thank you.
ladies.
Shri Deva Uchuhu. The demigod said, Vayu, composed of air. Ambara, sky. Agni, fire. Up, water. Kshitteha, and land. Trilokaha, the three worlds. Brahma Adeha, beginning from the Lord. Brahma. Ye, who? Vayam. We. Udvijantaha. Being very much afraid. Harama. Offer. Yasmai. Unto whom? Balim. Presentation. Antakaha. The destroyer. Death. Asau, that. Bibhiti, fears. Yasmat, from whom? Aranam, shelter. Tattaha, therefore. Naha, our. Translation by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The demigod said, there are three worlds are created by the five elements, namely ether, air, fire, water, and earth, which are controlled by various demigods, beginning from Lord Brahma. Being very much afraid that the time factor will end our existence, we offer our presentations unto time by performing our work as time dictates. The time factor himself, however, is afraid of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, let us now worship that Supreme Lord who alone can give us full protection. Please repeat after me. The demigod said, the three worlds are created by the five elements, namely ether, air, fire, water, and earth, which are controlled by various demigods, beginning from Lord Brahma. Being very much afraid that the same time factor will end our existence, we offer presentations unto time by performing our work as time dictates. The time factor himself, however, is afraid of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, let us now worship that Supreme Lord who alone can give us full protection. So there is a prayer and there is a purport by Srila Prabhupada. When one is afraid of being killed, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is worshipped by all the demigods, beginning from Brahma, although they are in charge of the various elements of this material world. The words Bibhyeti Yasmat indicate that all demons, regardless of how great and powerful, fear the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods, being afraid of death, took shelter of the Lord and offered him these prayers. So here you can see, Srila Prabhupada says that all the demons regardless of how great and powerful, fears the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the demigods, being afraid of death, took shelter of the Lord and offered him this prayer. So they all basically doing the same. Although the time factor is fearful to everyone, fear personified is afraid of the Supreme Lord, who is therefore known as Abhaya, fearless. And we know one Abhaya, who is Abhaya, Charnaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So it is said by him that although the time factor is fearful to everyone, fear personified is afraid of the Supreme Lord, who is therefore known as Abhaya, fearless. Taking shelter of the Supreme Lord brings actual fearlessness. And therefore, the demigods decided to take shelter of the Lord.
Om Gyantimirandasya Gyananjanashalakaya Чакшурун милитам яна, тасмай шри гураве намаха, шри чайтани манобиштам, стапитам яна бутале, своям рупа кадамахьям дадати свам падантикам. Вандехам шри гуру шри юта падакамалам, шри гурун вайшнавамща. Шри рупа саграджатам сахагана рагунатхан витам там садживам. Садвайтам, Савадутам, Париджана Сахитам, Кришна Чайтанья Девам, Шри Рада Кришна Падам, Сахагана, Лалитам, Шри Вишакхан, Витамшча. Хей, Кришна, Каруна Синдху, Дина Банху, Джагат Пате, Гопиша, Гопика Канта, Рада Канта, Намостуте, Тапта Канчана Гауранге, Раде Вриндаванешвари, Вришабану Сута Деви Пранамами Харипри Ванча Калпа Тарубьяща Крипа Синдебевача Патитанам Паванебью Вайшнавебью Намо Намаха Джай Ши Кришна Чайтанья Прабу Нитянанда Шри Адвайта Гададхар Шивасати Гора Бхакта Вринда Харе Кришна Харе Кришна 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 Харе 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 Рама Харе Рама Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Okay, so demigods finally decided to take shelter and offer their prayers. And we just now offered our prayers, but we didn't do it attentively. Seems like we are not afraid of being here. So let's do it again. Om Agyant Mirandasya Agyananj. I'm joking. Don't worry, we are not going to do it again. Maybe next time we will do it more attentively. So here, demigods are gonna teach us one crash course. You know, in this material world we have many crash courses. If we don't know how to deal with stress, we are gonna take a crash course in stress management. And if we don't know how to deal with time, we are gonna take crash course in time management. And here, because Srila Prabhupada says, okay, everyone is afraid of time passing on, but nobody knows how to deal with that. Everyone is afraid of death, but no one knows how to deal with death. So here, Srila Prabhupada and demigods and maybe Viritrasura is going to teach us crash course on death management. So we are going to discuss what is it that death and time factor and how does it look like and how to deal with it. And now, what is that death? Here in the Sanskrit of this verse, we can read antakaha. So antaka means the destroyer, death. You want it closer? Okay. So here in this verse, antaka. So anta means end, and antaka means one who destroys, and antaka means death. But Srila Prabhupada translates the death as a time factor. Guess why? How time factor can be translated as death and death can be translated as a time factor? Srila Prabhupada says regarding that time factor which means death, he says that actually the death is one of the faces of time factor, and time factor is the Lord himself, one of the features of the Lord, one of the
representative of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada says that you can feel the Lord. You know how you can feel the Lord? Just by feeling time passing on. So definitely we can say that death is time and time is death. And how does that works here? There is one very interesting analogy given by Srila Prabhupada about time. He says that material nature is separated from the Lord by time. And the analogy is that it's just like the tape with someone's voice is separated from the person whom voice belongs to, yeah? So tape recorder is separated from the person and tape of the voice is separated from the person. So by the same way, material nature is separated from the Lord. So there is a person and there is his voice. And his voice never exists without the person. But we can think that the voice recorder can exist without the person, but actually it's illusion, never exists. So there is a person, there is a Lord, and there is material nature. And they're separated by color. That is our time. And we can think that this material nature is separated and the only material nature exists, but it's illusion. Actually, it's just a recorder and we're separated by time from Lord, from the Lord himself. We are separated by time and we tend to think that at least the scientists, they think that we can measure the time. For example, we say that time is something how they give a description of time. It's something that as much as the sun goes around, that's how we measure the time, yeah? But Srila Prabhupada says it's not true. It's absolutely false measurement. It's vice versa. It's not like we can measure the time. No, time measures everything. And it's not like, for example, we have our clock here on the wall and it's going tick-tock and tick-tock. And we think that now it's 8:30 and tomorrow it's again will be 8:30. But it's never will be again 8:30 because it's not only now it's 8:30, it's 26th of May 2015. It never will come up again. Even but this clock is a great illusion because we always tend to think that if now it's 8:30, it again will become 8:30 and then it's again become 8:30. But it's not true. It's absolutely a false concept of time. Time has no beginning and no end. And it is said by Srila Prabhupada that our past, present and future recorded in the time. So we have this experience or sense of past, present and future. But it's only our experience, nothing else. It's our feeling. But actually, time rules our life, and it seems like this time, why it's so stressful, because Srila Prabhupada says it's very stressful and pressurable time. So why it's so pressurable? Because of our fear. And why we are fearing? Why we are so afraid? Because we know that by time passing on, we are going to lose something. We are going to lose our seconds, our minutes, and finally our life, and our body, and our relationship. We are going to lose everything. And the great illusion is that we think, oh, okay, now it's 8:35 almost, so I'm getting 5 minutes more, and then I'm getting 5 minutes more, and then again 5 minutes more, and I have 24 hours a day. But actually, this is a great illusion, because it's not like I'm getting more five minutes or 5 hours or 5 days more. It's vice versa, all the way around. Our days are cutting off 5 minutes more. Now it's 5 minutes less of our life. 5 days more? No, it's 5 days less of our life. And 5 days or 5 years cut out of our life. That's it. It's finished. Nothing else is left. It's not like 5 minutes more. It's 5 minutes less of our life. And Srila Prabhupada says that it's pressurable because we cannot control that. Nothing can be done with that. We cannot stop that clock. We can stop this clock and we think we are controller of everything. But we cannot stop that time. It's going on. 5 seconds pass. Bus. It never will come again. Never ever. We already lost it forever. That's why it's so stressful. And Srila Prabhupada says that materialistic people, they are under the stress because they know that they're going to lose their identity, their false identity, of course. Because what is their identification? They think that they are body, this body, and they know that they're going to lose it. So whatever they do not lose this body. But what about devotees? We can say, well, yes, time is going on, but you know, we are devotees, nothing to worry about. Yes, time is very pressurable for our bodies, but not for us. And it's okay. It's okay, no pressure, no stress. And we are relaxed here in Mayapur doing nothing because there is no time for devotees. Devotees are out of that pressure. Is it really true? It's okay for you if you are going to take birth and again and again and again. And if you are going to die again and again and again. It's okay for you. But it's not okay for those who don't want to be limited by this body, who don't want to take this body again and again. So it's not okay for those who are really conscious of time. And usually we have many courses in material world how to become fearless. Yeah? How to become confident, how to get rid of our fears, and all these psychological tricks about how to get rid of our fear, yeah? But Srila Prabhupada says something quite opposite. He says that pious people who are conscious enough of death, they fear of time, they respect time, and that's how they overcome the time, because they are conscious of what they're doing, and they know that next life they are getting another body, and they consciously make this body right now. They don't want to be born in low family. So they are conscious of time. And before we will finish, and before we will discuss how to deal with that time and how to deal with death, let's first imagine how time looks like. How does it look like? We know from Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna says that I see trapped with head smashed between your teeth. He says, all the son of Dhritarashtra along with the allied kings and Bhishma, Drona, Karna and our chief soldiers also are rushing into your fearful mouths. And some I see trapped with heads smashed between your teeth. That's how Kala looks like. And here, why demigods accepted Dhritarashtra as a death or time factor? Because he exactly looked like that. He was huge. He covered all universe, and he was so frightening with his teeth, big teeth, and the tongue licking all the stars. And about the stars, by the way, usually we have this nice habit to wish something when we see the star fall, yeah? So astronomically speaking, according to astronomy, when you wish on the star, you are like million years late. Because the star is already dead, as well as your dream. Even from scientific point of view, it's kind of stupid thing to dream and hope that on something which is really temporary. So, and Dhritarashtra looks like he is licking the stars. And if you next time, when you will see the stars, and they are beautiful here, there is beautiful sky with beautiful stars, but actually all the stars are already licked by the time factor. They are already dead, as we are, from some point of view. So now how to deal with that? We know that actually time can smash us into dust, but at the same time can make a diamond out of us. You all know that diamond is made of carbon plus exact heat and exact pressure. And usually in material world, all managers are quite, because they are under the stress and because they are under this pressure, great pressure of being a controller, their hearts become really like a diamond, very hard one, yeah, just because of the stress. But once Srila Prabhupada said, just look, he was, you know that story, he was right before the mirror, and he was looking at the mirror, and he was saying, just look what kind of diamond or brilliant I am. What kind of, because my Guru Maharaj made me that kind of, how to say it, that kind of brilliant personality, something like that. Yeah, Ramani Mataji, something like that. And so how to help this time to make diamond out of us, but not hard-hearted diamond, but really diamond which can go through that material world and go back home, back to Godhead. And so we need, actually we need an exact heat, an exact pressure in our life. So it's not like we are here in Mayapur, like in sanatorium, and we are relaxed, absolutely no karma, no time, no pressure. And everything is cheap, and no crises. Maybe sometimes earthquakes, but even not here, it's somewhere in Himalayas. But we need that pressure, we need that heat, we need that pressure of being awake in time, means like 4 or maybe 5 for children, I don't know. We need that pressure to preach, because it's very pressurable to preach, you know. No, not like everyone likes to preach. It's a pressure, it's a heat. But we have to do it to become a diamond of devotional service. So I would say that psychologists say, relax, don't fear. But I would say quite an opposite thing. Fear, be afraid. Be afraid of this material world. Feel that fear, feel the time, feel the death. Don't be an illusion, it will come. Don't be surprised. Everything, because of the time, everything changes in this material world. Because of the time. Don't be surprised, but we are surprised. Always surprised. How come our relations already changed? How come our children already so big? How come? We are so surprised. Don't be surprised. Relation will finish. And money will finish. And life will be finished. But there is something which will never finish. So there is no point of working hard on doing something which will be finished anyway, but there is a great profit of doing, how Srila Prabhupada says, if you waste your time without any profit, it's wrong way to live your life. You have to make a profit out of your every second. So let's make that profit in devotional service, because devotional service will never perish. It's our real bank account, every second of our life, our real bank account, if we engage in devotional service. So what exactly we can do? I would say, there are many things we are given by the Lord, like hands, legs, heads, body, mind, whatever, intelligence, and whatever is that. But what if there is a person, and there are many people who don't have legs, don't have, okay, head is there, but they don't have arms, and body doesn't function well. What do they have? they still have their time. And they're still thinking. So that things we all can offer to the Lord. We can offer our time and our thinking process. Of course, we can offer our body and so on, but actually the only thing we can really offer is our time. Please, my Lord, take my time, all my time, all 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And Srila Prabhupada gives us an advice. He says, okay, the best profit you can make out of your time. Would you like to know the best profit you can make out of your time? The best profit. So you would never fear death anymore. You would like to know what is the best profit and how to get it? It's right in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. The first chapter, Srila Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada says, hearing of nectarian pastimes of the Lord is the biggest profit you can get out of your time life. So that's exactly what we did today. Thank you so much. Any comments or questions?
Mataji, as you told that we must be afraid of material nature or time factor, but we see that when we are afraid of all these external situations, we are not able to do devotional service properly. Because if someone is fearful all the time, then he can't pay his attention on devotional service, on chanting. So it's
thank you so much for your question. So the question is, if you will be fearful, if you will be afraid all the time, it will distract our devotional service. That was the question. Thank you for your question. Yes, I did say be afraid, but I didn't say be mental. So being afraid means be afraid of material nature and pray. That's exactly what demigods did, you know. They were praying. That was their death management. They were praying. So it's not enough just to being afraid. You have to pray. Don't be mental. And if you are mental, pray anyway, again and again. Did we answer your question? And actually, yes. And actually, I said that demigods are going to teach us this death management. But actually, it's not demigods, it's Vritrasura. Because by the end of the story, he said to Indra, kill me. So why he was able to say that, kill me? Because he was ready to die. That's the stage we supposed to be on. So we should be that kind of devotees who are ready to be killed, because they're already ready to go back home, back to Godhead. So they can say, kill me, because I'm not afraid of the death, because I'm all ready, absolutely ready to go back home. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Mataji. My question is, I have a really problem with keeping time. Always time slips from my hands. So how can I improve this time management? So if I hearing all this nectarian Srimad Bhagavatam talk, will it improve? If I'm more fearful, more aware that time is very precious, do you think I can improve my time management, or do you have any other tips, please? Thank you.
So the question was how to improve my time management, because what exactly should I do? Should I always hear nectarian pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam, or maybe something else I can do, especially because we are sometimes, seems like not doing anything, like we are sleeping, yeah? Sometimes we sleep. So what to do? Yes, Srila Prabhupada says, yes, just hear nectarian pastimes of the Lord. And sometimes he says, you know, it's like clocks. They are going tick-tack, tick-tack, tick-tack. And we are doing the same. But we are saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is our time. Because materialistic people, they have seconds and hours. And we have only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. 16 rounds, 2 hours, And again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, because it's our time. And about sleeping, very interesting question. What to do with our sleep? Actually, you remember Srila Prabhupada advised us to read the Krishna book before we go to sleep, yeah? Because it might happen that Krishna will come in our dream and we will be dreaming about his pastimes. Don't be surprised, but scientists also found that whatever you study or read before you're going to sleep, it's really gonna appear in your dream. They studied that topic and they found that, yeah, it's quite possible that whatever you studied right before, it will appear in your dream, and by this way, you are not wasting your time. So they are following Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Yes. So to become a diamond in devotional service, how much heat we need and how much pressure we need? Usually we say that you would better ask this question of your counselor or your Guru Maharaj. But we have Srila Prabhupada right here and we can ask him what is that heat and what is that pressure. And we know that heat and pressure is tapasya, yeah? Tapasya means actually sometimes in Sanskrit you may see tapasya means heat. Yeah? So Srila Prabhupada says do tapasya, and our tapasya is just 16 rounds of Hare Krishna and Mangalarti and four regulative principles. That heat and that pressure is enough. But sometimes Srila Prabhupada adds, we are preaching movement. So there must be preaching. In any form you would like to pressurize you. Preaching for your family, preaching for your friends, preaching for unknown people on the streets. So that pressure must be there. Do we answer your question? Thank you. Okay, time passed. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.